Good morning.
大家早。
Well, today is the first week of our Sabbath month.
今天是我们安息月的第一个主日。
And to make it a little bit easier, we thought we'd do it in English and in Chinese.
为了要能够顺畅的话，我们这次是用中文跟英文一起。
To help the children along, I don't know if you received a sheet of paper with a coloring page and a word search.
特别是孩子们，我不晓得你们有没有收到一张通知的信，上面有很多的字颜色。
If you did not, it's okay. This is hopefully you can follow along in the message, okay?
希望你们能够在讲信息的时候能够跟着。
Well, I don't know about you, but have you ever been someone ever asked you, you know, you wouldn't be so tired if...
我不晓得有没有人跟你说过类似的话，就是如果怎么样的话，你就不会这么累。
You would have more energy if you.
如果你怎么样的话，你就会更有活力。
So I wanted some time for our congregation to maybe interact with each other. So can you ask each other that? Have you ever been told that or asked that question? You know, you wouldn't be so tired if you. So share with the person next to you, if there is a person.
好吧，你可以问问你桌
and let me know what they say.
你问他一句，如果你怎么样的话，你就可以更有活力，你就不会那么累。但是这个空白你自己要填上去。
Okay, that's good enough for discussion, but can I get some replies? So, has anyone ever said to you, you know, you wouldn't be so tired if, fill in the blank, you wouldn't be so tired if, can I get some answers? You wouldn't be so tired if, anyone have any answers? Anyone ever tell you that? You wouldn't be so tired if,
有没有人这样子问过你，如果你要你不怎么样的话，你就不会那么累。
You wouldn't be so tired if you got more sleep. That's usually the most responses.
如果你有睡得更久的话，你就不会那么累。
I think when I was a child, my parents used to say, "You wouldn't be so tired if you would eat more green vegetables."
我记得我小时候，父母亲常告诉我，如果你多吃蔬菜的话，你就不会那么累。
Any kids agree? No, your parents. That's good. You said, you wouldn't be so tired if you didn't stay up playing video games.
如果你不要整晚都在玩游戏的话，你就不会那么累。
Okay. So, hopefully none of that happens to you.
希望这些事情都不会发生在我们身上。
Well, let me ask you, if you were to examine your life in this past month, specifically in the terms of sleep, how would you rate yourself?So this is usually for adults now, I'm going to say, okay?
想想我们过去一个月我们的睡眠的情况是怎么样子。
But in the last month, if you averaged less than 5 hours, that is pretty poor.
如果你过去一个月平均睡少于五个小时的睡眠的话，那你是很糟糕的。
If you slept 6 hours, that's okay.
如果是六个小时的话，是勉强可以的。
Good is 7 hours.
好的话呢，至少要七个小时。
Above average is 8 to 9 hours.
在平均以上的呢，至少要八九个小时。
Excellent is 9 hours or of sleep.
要良好呢，你必须要睡九个小时以上。
So let me just ask around here, how many had excellent number of hours of sleep? You slept more than 9 hours every night.
过去一个月，你平均每一天晚上都有睡超过九个小时，可不可以请你举手？哇！很多人都很羡慕。
Wow, a mom raised her hand. A mom raised her hand. That's awesome. Good job. Good job.
当中有个妈妈也能举手，非常好。
Now, I'm a little scared that some of our students did not raise their hands.
我很担心，特别是学生们都没有举手。
If you looked at that little, it says school-age children need 11 to 14 hours, okay, of sleep.
特别是正在上学的孩子们，他们需要11个小时。
Okay, so if you're a teen, if you 你是青少年，你需要差不多八半个到九半的小时 ，okay? So you need 8.5 hours a night if you're a teenager, okay? But if you are only 3 to 5, the 6 to 12, you need 10 to 11 hours. And only 3 kids in our congregation raise their hands.
只有我们当中只有三个小孩是举手说他们超过睡。
So parents, please get your kids to sleep more.
所以我们做父母亲的要帮助我们的孩子，让他们有更多睡眠的时间。
Okay, on the opposite side, how many people rated poor? They got 5 hours of sleep or less.
有多少人是少于5个小时的？
Anybody? No one is willing to raise their hand.
没有人敢举手。
Wow, I thought CMU was a lot tougher than this.
我以为CMU的学校会让你睡少于5个小时。
But maybe all of those students are already gone. They're returned home to sleep.
可能这些忙过头的学生都已经先离开回家了。
Okay, well that's good. That means most of you, you have 6 to 9 hours.
感谢神，所以在我们当中的大部分都是有睡6个小时以上。
Well, let me let you know that God has commanded that our lives be restful.
神的心意是要让我们的生命是充满安息的。
And He's established a rhythm of life.
他是让我们的生命当中是有一个韵律的。
For us to rest and for us to work.
让我们有工作也有休息。
And for us to understand this rhythm of life,
让我们了解我们生命当中的这个韵律,
we need to understand God's purpose for the Sabbath day.
我们需要了解神创造、神设立这个安息日的目的。
And we'll learn that through 3 different ways.
我们要从3个不同的方面来看。
Our passage today comes from Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11.
我们的经文是从出埃及记里面20章8到11节。
So I will read this in English first, and then I'll have Pastor Terrence and everyone else read it in Chinese. So for those who can read in English, which is most of you, let's read it together, and then we'll also read it in Chinese.
我们先用英文念，然后再用中文。
Right? 一二三, 1, 2, 3. Sorry. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
我们使用中文。当纪念安息日，守为圣日，六日要记录做你一切的工。 但第七日是向你神耶和华你神当守的安息日，这一日你和你的儿女仆婢牲畜，并你城里寄居的客旅，无论何工都不可做，因为六日之内耶和华造天地海和其中的万物，第七日便安息，所以耶和华赐福与安息日定为圣日。Let's
pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning to be able to worship you.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你让我们在今天早晨能够来敬拜你。
We thank you, Lord, for this Sabbath month.
我们谢谢你给我们这个安息月。
We do really pray that it is very restful.
让我们能够祷告，让我们能够有充分的休息。
Not just physically, but also spiritually and mentally and emotionally.
不仅是我们身体上的，更是我们在情绪上面的，我们在灵魂上。
We pray that we would remember you.
我们祷告，我们能够纪念你。
Remember you for what you've done.
纪念你为我们所做的一切。
The Almighty One, the Creator of the heavens and the earth.
你是那创造伟大的真神。
Came to this earth through Jesus Christ.
透过创造这个世界，透过耶稣基督。
To reconcile us between God.
也使我能够与神和好。
We pray, Lord, this morning that you would humble our hearts.
求你能够使我们有个谦卑的心,
and help us to be teachable.
让我们一个受教的心,
because we know that the Lord is speaking to us.
因为我们知道今天神对我们说话。
So thank you. We pray this in Christ's name.
谢谢祷告是奉靠主的名。 Amen.
Amen. Right, so before I go into the message, I do want to give you an outline of today's message.
在我们进入到今天信息之前，我要先跟大家讲一下大纲还有背景。
So I don't know how much you have covered already, but I'm going to go through an Old Testament background on rest.
我跟大家谈一谈关于安息的这些旧约的经文。
And then I'm going to quickly remind us about the New Testament on rest, because I think Liu Qing and Terrence 牧师 Terrence, both Pastor Terrence gave you a message on the New Testament.
我们也会稍微的谈到关于在新约里面谈到安息的事情。
And then lastly, these are the three points that we will cover.
然后我们会来从这个三个大纲来看今天的经文。
Okay, this is a play on words, okay? In English, this is a play on words, okay? So we can be restful. There is a word called restful, but I just say rest and full when we remember him.
Pastor Mike 他用英文是特别就是那个有个含义 restful， 但我们从中文来看的话是就讲到我们要有充分的休息。
Okay. We can be restful when we are regenerated, which means born again.
我们能够被能够更新，我们能够焕然一新的话，我们就能够有充分的休息。
And then we can be restful when we are reconciled.
如果我们与神和好的话，我们就有充分，我们就是充分的休息。
Right.
安息。
So let's go through the Old Testament background on rest.
我们先来看一看在旧约里面的背景。
Now, it first starts all the way in Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 2.
首先我们要回到创世纪第二章里面。
And here it says, By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. And God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done.
在创世纪第二章第一节到第二节说到，天地万物都造齐了，到第七日，神造物的工已经完毕。就在第七日歇了他一切的工，安息了。
See, the faithful rest of Sabbath leads us and reminds us of creation.
当我们很忠心的守安息的话，就会让我们能看见神的创造。
See, in our passage in Exodus, you need to remember that the Israelites were commanded by God on the seventh day to rest.
以色列人来说，他们有神给他们的一个命令，第七日他们要安息。
But if you remember, the Israelites were under Egyptian control.
但是他们有这个命令的时候，那个时候他们在之前他们是受到埃及人所统治的。
They were slaves for 400 years.
他们做奴隶已经做了400年。
So every day for 24 hours, 7 days a week, they had to work.
所以过去的每一天24小时，一个礼拜七天，他们都需要工作。
So for a Jewish person or Israelite, they had no concept of what rest meant.
所以对以色列人来说，他们的概念里面完全没有安息这样的一个概念。
So before God brought the Israelites into the Promised Land, He had to remind the Israelites what Sabbath rest was.
所以在神带领这些以色列人进入神所应许给他们的地之前，神要让他们知道，重新的让他们看见什么是安息。
And so He would say, as a sign and celebration as your freedom from God.Have Sabbath rest.
所以呢，安息日是其实一个呢，是要来庆祝神要来给他们那个得到释放、得到自由的一个庆祝。
Now I want to go over some quickly things. That's 400 years of slavery.
我们要记得他们已经被奴隶了四百年之久。
Some of you might think 1 year of no rest is very excruciating already.
那可能当中有些人就是完全认为这安息不在他们的考量之内，完全没有。
Some of you might be, have been working for 18 years or 20 years and looking that you need rest, right?
可能有人已经一生十年、十七年、十八年都在不停的工作，他非常的在渴望有这样子。
Okay, especially as a new parent, I am looking for rest, but it's only been 1 year for me. But for some of you all, it's been many years, and you're like, I want rest. It's good to have rest.
就好像是我现在开始做爸爸，做了才一年，但是我就觉得我非常需要有一个休息的时候。
But for these,
可能很多人已经做很多年了。
But for these Israelites, it was over 400 years.
但是对以色列人来说，他们是超过了四百年的时间。
Okay. So let me read Deuteronomy 5:12-15. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and outstretched arm.
在申命记五章里面说到。十五节说：“你要纪念你在埃及地做过这个奴隶，耶和华你神用大能手伸出来膀臂，将你从埃及地领出来。”
Okay, so the whole idea of rest continued after this, as they were marching for 40 years before to get to the Promised Land, and God announced to Israel that He was going to provide for them and bring in manna.
所以当他们在旷野在行走四十年的时候，神告诉他们。
So every morning for 6 days, they would go out and they would gather, collect manna.
在这个旷野行走的四十年当中，他们每 每个星期有六天他们要出去外面去 收取这个玛拿。
And they wouldn't do it on the seventh day.
但是呢他们在第七天的时候却不会去外面收集。
Why? Because God asked him to collect it all for on the sixth day and that he would provide for the seventh day.
因为神告诉他们在第六天的时候神会丰富的供应他们他们会足够的。那第七天的时候他们就不需要再去收拾。
Why? Because it was God telling them you need to trust in me.
因为神告诉他们就是说你要来相信我信靠我。
You need to trust in me and I give this to you as a gift.
你要相信我会把这些赐给你当作是礼物一样赐给你。
In Ezekiel, Prophet Ezekiel in chapter 20, verse 12, it says, Sabbath was a sign between God and man.
然后我们又看到先知以西结说到安息日是神和人中间的一个证据。
And it reads, also I gave them my Sabbath as a sign between us, so that they would know that I am the Lord who made them holy.
以西结二十章十二节说到又将我的安息日赐给他们好在我与他们中间为证据使他们知道我耶和华是叫他们成为圣的。
See, the prophet Ezekiel wanted to remind them that the seventh day was to be holy.
先知以西结提醒我们安息日是一个圣日。
It's a special day of remembrance of our relationship with God.
是一个特别的日子要来思想我们与神一个特别的关系。
And since Israel was the only country or only nation that treated the seventh day this way, they were very special.
在整个世界的国家的里面只有以色列民族里面只有以色列人他们是用这样的方式在第七日与其他国家其他民族的人是不一样的。
See, God wanted to say Israel is different.
神就是要让彰显出来以色列人与其他民族的人是不一样的。
They're my special people.
他们是属于我的特别的子民。
They belong to me.
他们是属于我的。
Sounds very, very loving, doesn't it?
这样子听起来不是非常一个温馨感人的吗？
Later on, we'll talk about Jesus, but back in Chicago, I have a friend. He started a church called the Church of the Beloved.
Beloved.
Beloved, yeah.
之后我们还会谈到关于耶稣。那在芝加哥，我一个朋友他支了一个堂，他的堂就叫做被爱的教会。
It's to remind them that we are.Beloved, that we are special, that God has something special for us.
他们教会取这样的名字，被爱的教会，是要提醒，就是我们是被神所爱的，宝贝的。
And I think all of us really need to be reminded that of love, that we are loved by God.
同样的，我们也是一样，我们每一个人都需要常常被提醒，我们是被神所爱的。
Okay, now we go into the New Testament real briefly here.
然后新约里面的背景。
Now I think Liu Qing spoke on this, so.But the various passages in the gospel really allow us to do certain things on the Sabbath day.
在两个主日之前，刘青从马太福音十二章也告诉我们一些关于安息日的事情。
So we're able to do the work and ministry in the temple, okay, or what they would say in church. Or
因为在安息日的时候，可以还是一样可以在圣殿中里面做管理圣殿经营的事情。
On the Sabbath, you can also do deeds of mercy and compassion.
同样的，在安息日也可以做一些是怜悯恩惠的事。
And then we can serve in various ways that we don't serve through the current week.
也在那一天，我们侍奉可以是其他天不会去做的侍奉。
And then lastly, it's a day to be very intentional about extending mercy of Jesus Christ.
也在安息的这一天，是刻意的要把主耶稣基督的恩慈能够特意的延伸出去。
Okay, so with all that background, we're going to talk about Sabbath.
然后了解这些背景以后，我们来看安息。
All right, so we can be restful when we remember God.
当我们能够是完全的、充分的安息，当我们纪念神的时候。
So from all this background context, we can understand and summarize that the seventh day of rest has very big significance for us today.
所以我们从这边都从前面我们所谈的我们可以看见在第七日是一个很特别的日子。
Let me first be clear about the seventh day.
我们先要讲清楚什么是第七日。
Right, God did not designate specifically Saturday or Sunday as the seventh day.
其神并没有很指明的到底是星期六或者是星期天是第七日。
The word Sabbath in fact means a break.
在英文 Sabbath 的话它只是一个终止休息。
Now, Now the Jewish people follow this pattern by making the seventh day, or the literal seventh day, Saturday, Sabbath.
以色列人他们就是按照字面上的意思，就是第七日是一个安息日。
And then we as Christians moved it to Sunday, the first day of the week.
我们基督徒却把主日每一周的第一天定为是安息日。
And the reason why we did that is because the Lord's resurrection was on Sunday.
因为我们在这里是要纪念庆祝主耶稣基督的复活。
And then every time you read in the passage after the resurrection, when they met on a Sunday.
所以我们在新约里面所看到他们在守这个安息日就是主日。
Okay. And we understand that God didn't rest because he was tired.
我们要知道清楚的是神不是因为他很累了所以他需要休息。
But because he was satisfied.
而是因为他满足他要休息。
So let me repeat that again. He didn't rest because he was tired.
再跟大家说一次，神不是因为他累，所以他想要休息。
But because he was satisfied.
他之所以休息，是因为他满足。
So as God entered into this time of enjoyment of his creation,
因为当神创造了一切以后，他非常满足。
He's asking us to do the same thing.
他也要我们做同样的事。
Enjoy my creation.
来享受他的创造。
You know, go out, enjoy the beauty of my creation, right?
我们要出去来享受神所创造的这一切。
Enjoy a day to worship me.
来享受这一天的敬拜。
Celebrate what God has done.
我们来庆祝神所成就的。
And specifically celebrate what Jesus has done. He's taken your bondage of sin and made it into a life of grace.
特别是来庆祝耶稣基督成就的，他使我们从这个罪恶的捆绑里面被释放出来。
So that means on the Sabbath day we are very intentional about worship.
所以呢，在安息的时候，其实我们是很刻意的去庆祝，去庆。
We gather together as the body of Christ.
我们能够弟兄姐妹，我们聚集在一起。
To celebrate our God.
我们来庆祝我们的神。
It means we need to be intentional about building our lives around worshiping the Lord.
而是我们刻意的去创造这样的一个机会，我们一起能够来敬拜神。
Okay, we cease all work to remind us that the world will go on without us.
我们之所以停下这个工作，也是提醒我们这个世界能够继续的运行，不需要我们。
Why? Because I think God can run the world without us.
为什么呢？是因为神使这个世界在运转，他并不需要我们。
Let me see if I have. Yeah, I do have a quote up here.So we cease all work to remind us that the world will go on without us just fine and that God can be trusted to run the world without us.
因为神他之所以停下他的工作是因为他不需要我们他仍然能够运转这个世界。
Because I feel like sometimes we think that the world can only operate with us.Right?
很多的时候我们以为这个世界一定需要我们。
I mean, how prideful is that?The world can only go if we do something.
我们是非常骄傲的、自傲的，以为我们必须要做什么事情，这个世界才能够继续的运转。
And so the Sabbath is so that we pause our work to say, God, thank you so much for doing everything in our lives.
所以我们在安息的时候，我们停止工作，其实我们是要感谢神，神你已经成就了一切。
All right, in Isaiah 58, 13 to 14, it reads.If you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in the Lord. And I will cause you to ride on the heights of the land and feast on the inheritance of your father Jacob.
再一下，以赛亚书十八章说到：“你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我圣日不以操作为喜乐，称安息日为可喜乐的，称耶和华的圣日为可尊重的，而且尊敬这日，不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话，你就以耶和华为乐。耶和华要使你承驾地的高处，又以你主雅各的产业养育你。这是耶和华亲口说的。”
Prophet Isaiah is making it very simple. Stop doing everything in the world and enjoy God.
先知以赛亚很清楚地告诉我们，就是我们要停止我们手上的工作，好好来享受神的创造。
So again, we can be restful if we remember the Lord.
所以我们如果能够纪念神的话，我们就是充分的安息。
We can also remember and be restful if we are fully regenerated.
如果我们也是充分的安息，如果我们是被更新的。
Regeneration basically means rebirth or born again.
更新是说重生的意思。
Now, if you like to garden or plant like I do, Leviticus 25 will speak to you. Okay.
如果大家像我一样都很喜欢去种植物的话，那这个利未记的第五章就是一个很好的例子。
25章
就是一个很好的例子。
It's okay, but if you don't like to grow things, that's okay. I forgive you too.
如果你不喜欢种植物的话，没关系，我也饶恕你。
See, Leviticus 25 basically says the earth also needs to rest.
在利未记二十五章告诉我们，土地也是需要休息的。
See, we learned that the land, what they did was every 7 years, or the seventh year, they would pause and let the land rest.
申命记规定，就是以色列人他们每种植每七年的时候，第七年要休息，一年那一年都不种任何的农作物。
That would be very crazy.
听起来是非常疯狂的一件事情。
So why? Because you have to trust the Lord for that whole year.To provide you with food.
为什么呢？因为你要相信这整整的一年神会供应。
And I don't know if you've ever been to Israel before, but last time I checked, it's around the Middle East.
我不晓得你们有没有去过以色列上我们所知道的以色列是环绕在这个中东当中。
It's very hard to get food.
是非常难去能够种植出植物出来。
So what God is asking them, trust me for this year.
但神要他们这么做是告诉他们，你们要来相信我，我会供应你。
Now, what's true of the land, is also true for us as well.
所以，这个真理对土地是这样子，对我们也是这样子。
Our bodies and minds and souls also need rest.
我们的身体、我们的心智、我们的灵魂都需要休息。
See, according to Genesis, the sin made work a burden.
从创世纪我们看见。因为我们的罪关系，神使我们劳苦工作。
And so God gave us a Sabbath day, a gift to unburden ourselves from work.
同样的，神设立这个安息日，也是给我们一个礼物，让我们在工作当中能够得到释放。
And then I think Pastor Terrence last week spoke to you on the Sabbath was given for man. Right? Sabbath was given for man.
在前几次的主日，我们也谈到安息日是为人所设立的。
Okay, so As I was preparing this message, for some reason, I was reminded of a video game I played. It's called Oregon Trail.
当我在预备这个信息的时候，我常常想到一个游戏。
I think it must have been here in America, but anyways, the Oregon Trail, the whole storyline of the Oregon Trail is basically people would come, whether through the Midwest, down the Ohio River, which is...starts here in Pittsburgh, and then it would, or they would come up the Mississippi River, and they would start there in St. Louis. If you've ever been to St. Louis, there's a big arch there now, right? For those who are St. Louis people like myself. No, I'm kidding. and there's a big arch that says the gateway to the West. And so a lot of people that wanted to go to the West would start there in St. Louis. Sorry, is that too much?
Yeah. 在那个美国刚开始移民的时候他们就是从东岸一直移民，然后在特别是当他们到了这个圣路易斯的时候，圣路易斯我们记得就是在现在都还有一个拱门在那里。
And in order to get an easy way to get through basically the Rocky Mountains, they would take this route north.
那为了让他们能够穿过落基山脉，那他们就会按照这个路线来走。
So now there's a story on the Oregon Trail. Basically, there was a group of people. They are Christians.
在这个故事当是说到这有一群基督徒，他们要走这个厄勒冈的这个路径。
And so they would travel for 6 days and rest 1 day.
那他们就是会六天就是在赶路，然后第七天会休息。
By the way, this trip takes about 5 months.
在当时呢，他们是一队的马车去进行，所以大概是要6个月的时间才能够到达。
And so they would start right around May or June, right around now.
他们差不多就是这个时候，五月六月的时候要启程出发。
And try to make it there before the end of the year.
他们盼望在年底的时候能够赶到厄洛冈。
But the scary thing is, if you ever know the mountains, it starts snowing earlier.
但是因为是有山脉，所以有山要穿过一个山区，所以那个下雪会提早。
And so as they're getting closer to the mountains, they're noticing that it's possibly snowing, and so we may not make it because if it's a snow, we may get stuck there and then die.
那也是因为他们已经快到山区了，快进入山区，他们发现好像已经快要下雪，他们就说如果我们没有在下雪前穿过这个山区的话，他们可能就被困在那里，可能都会死。
So half the group decided to say, you know what, we're not going to rest on Sabbath, we need that Sabbath day to go an extra mile or two so we can get there faster before the snow.
所以有一群的基督徒他们就说为了要赶路，所以呢我们能够连这休息的这一天我们也不休息，我们所以这一天就可以赶，就是多走一天的路。
And then the other group said, you know what, let you go, but we just want to be committed to getting, traveling 6 days, resting 1 day.
如果你们要执意的话，那你们就去。那另外一半人就说，我们还是要遵守神给我们的命令，我们休息一天。
So guess what? The group that actually rested 1 day got there first.
最后结果却是有休息的，每行走六天，然后第七天休息的，他们反而最先到达。
Why? Because the people and the horses were able to rest.
为什么呢？因为人跟马都有好好的休息。
And because they were able to rest that one day, they were able to travel farther in the other 6 days.
因为他们有一天很好的休息，所以呢，他们在另外六天反而能够更有效率，能够走得更远。
The Sabbath was made for man.
安息日是为人所设立的。
So if we were to take the Sabbath, what do we do on the Sabbath day? What are you going to do today?
那我们要守安息日，那我们今天要做什么呢？
What regenerates you or what renews you? What gives you life?
是什么东西会让你更新，会焕然一新的？
Let me suggest by saying that Sabbath is not the day to catch up on work.
让我给大家一个建议，首先呢，在安息的时候呢，并不是让你去赶着补做一些你过去还没来得及做的。
Work meaning homework or church work.
不论是在单位里面的这些工作，或是教会里面的这些事工。
I'll be specifically tell you what I mean by church work. Okay, so homework is more like homework if you have studies for students, paying the bills, running errands.
那直接在家里面这些工作就好像是你要去付账单，学校的这些作业。
But ministry work, what I mean by church work is having meetings after worship.
教会的工作呢，就特别是像我们在崇拜之后呢，还要开很多的会。
That's not resting. I don't know if you've seen some people in the meetings. Okay, if you've ever been in a meeting at church, but it's definitely not restful. They're like, oh, this is the best meeting ever. I've got so much energy from this church meeting. Woo!
OK， 我相信没有人会是在礼拜天崇拜完以后，你去参加那个开会的时候，你会说啊，太好了，我在这今天的会议当中又得到许多的活力。
Now maybe this will make some of the meetings funner, and I hope so.
那也许我们是反讽的来关于这个礼拜天还要开会的一些反讽。
But again, try and do something that's very different, okay, that renews you.
我们要试着去做一些不同的事情，让我们能够得到更新，焕然一新。
The short answer is that is it in the last slide? Yes. The short answer is anything other than work that I forgot to put here delights God and replenishes you.
一个简单的答案就是工作以外的，就是不是工作的这些事情能够来满足跟填满我们的。
So here's some suggestion. Spend time with your family.
比如说我们花时间跟我们的家人在一起。
Relax and play together.
很轻松的一起玩。
The weather so far looks very beautiful out there. Enjoy the weather.
就好像今天的外面的天气非常好，我们好好的享受这个美好的天气。
Perhaps as mentioned earlier in our New Testament passage that we need to go and visit people that are sick or that are needy.
就好像我们前面之前所说的，我们可以去探望一些生病或者是有需要的人。
Do something that's different than your regular 5 days or 6 days at work. If you spend it in front of the computer just sitting there, go out and do something.
我们要去做一些跟我们过去五天六天的这个生活的模式是不一样的。如果我们工作是整天都坐着，那我们就必须要走到外面去。
Go for a swim in the river.
可能去游泳。
I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Don't do that. Go kayaking in the river. Okay, down by the point.
或者是泛舟、划舟，或者是游泳。
Go hike a trail.
或者是去森林里面的小径去走路。
And even better, Take a nap. Sleep.
甚至下午打个瞌睡都是很好的。
And for some of you that are sleeping right now, that's okay. Go ahead, sleep, nap.
如果我们现在有人在打瞌睡的话，那也是很好的，继续睡。
That means you're taking the Sabbath literally.
那意思是说你是按照字面来了解这个安息的意思。
It's okay. It's really okay. Sometimes it's just okay. You're just very tired.
那我们这也是可以的，因为你确实是很累。
You're being creative. You're sleeping during service. That's okay.
神是我们有创，神给我们创造性的，所以我们必须很创造的去做这些事情。
Lastly, I have here John Calvin writes, "It's utterly necessary for us to rest in order that God work in us."
加尔文说的一句话就是说，为了让神在我们的生命工作工，我们必须要安息。
So God doesn't want us to break down or wear out. He invites us to stop.Be still and know that He is God.
神并不是要使我们精疲力倦，神不断地提醒我们，我们要停下来，我们要安息，我们要知道神，认识神。
And Isaiah, this is one of my favorite passages of Isaiah.
在以赛亚书里面说的这句话
says, "Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the Creator of the heavens of the ends of the earth."He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They'll soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
在以赛亚书四十章说到，你岂不知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华创造地极的主并不疲倦，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒，但等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，寻走却不疲乏。
On a Sabbath day,
在安息的
be intentional about being refreshed and renewed.
我们要刻意的去被更新。
All right, our last point is we can be restful when we're reconciled.
第三点，我们是充分的安息，如果我们与神和好。
See, if we observe Sabbath over and over again, it'll lead us to this rest of reconciliation.
我们可以看到，这安息不断的让我们指向到在和好的安息。
See, God's rest ultimately points to one person.
神的安息最终是指向一个人。
It points to Jesus Christ.
就是指向耶稣基督。
See, Jesus also completed his work and he rested.
神耶稣基督也完成他的工作，他也休息。
But what's beautiful about Jesus Christ is that through his life, his death and resurrection, the work of salvation is finished.
而是透过他这一生，他的死，他的复活。这个救赎的工作完成了。
Christ's work allows us to participate in this fullness of rest.
因着耶稣基督的工作，使得我们可以能够进入到这个圆满的安息。
What's the fullness of rest? It's because we're reconciled and restored before us and God.
什么是圆满安息？是因为我们可以与这一位神能够和好。
And Hebrews chapter 4, he's actually very careful about this. So if you haven't studied this passage yet, I very encourage you to read Hebrews 4.
特别是希伯来书四章第一节很清楚告诉我们，如果我们过去没有念过的话，好，希望能够好好去看这一节经文。
It says, therefore, since the promise of entering his rest still stands, let us be careful that none of you be found to have fallen short of it.
希伯来书四章第一节说，我们既蒙留下有进入他安息的应许，就当畏惧，免得我们中间或有人似乎是赶不上了。
Basically the author and God here is trying to say the rest is found on Jesus Christ.
在这里神借着这些经文告诉我们，看到就是说只有在耶稣基督里我们才有安息。
Just as God rested on the work of His creation, so too can we rest on the finished work of Jesus Christ.
就好像我们能够来享受神创造的安息，同样的，我们在这里可以享受。
We can rest from all of our empty efforts to try to receive salvation.
我们可以不用再凭着我们自己徒劳的努力想要得到这个救赎。
Salvation doesn't come on what I can do, but on what Christ has done.
救赎不是因为我做了什么，救赎是耶稣基督他成全了什么。
And it is done. Amen.
而是他已经完成了。
Sabbath rest is eternal life in the presence of God.
安息就是我们能够在这个神里面永远的在他面前。
It's not just something future in heaven that we get to experience, it's something now.
而不是说将来我们才能够去经历，而是现在我们就能够经历。
Okay? In John chapter 17:3, Jesus prayed, Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. And what does it mean to know God? He responds this back in John 6:4, For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life.
在约翰福音17章第三节说，耶稣祷告说，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差派的耶稣基督，这就是永生。那认识神是什么意思呢？耶稣回答说，在六章四十节，因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。
Yeah, knowing God, entering into eternal life begins now. It comes through believing in Jesus Christ.
认识神啊，这位独一真神就是永生，这是现在就开始。
The Hebrews passage actually makes it clear that if the Israelites failed to enter into that rest.
在希伯来书第四章，让我们清楚看见以色列人他们就是在这件认识神这件事情上面失败了。
They failed to enter that rest because they failed to believe in Jesus Christ.
他们没有得到真正安息，是因为他们没有来真正认识神耶稣基督。
Hebrews is also concerned about the future readers of this passage.
在这节经文也提醒我们
He's concerned with our hardness of our heart and our failure to believe.
他提醒我们关心的是我们的心，我们是不是能够真正的认识神，能够得到真正的安息。
We can experience rest when we're reconciled with Jesus Christ.
我们当我们与神透过耶稣基督与神和好，我们是可以真正的安息。
Now this rest finally points us to this final rest which is found in Revelation chapter 14.
与耶稣基督的和好，这个是也是指向我们这个终极的安息。
I'm just going to read that yellow portion. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them.
这段经文里面，特别是在黄色部分说到，从今以后，在主里面而死的人有福了。圣灵说，是的，他们歇了自己的劳苦。做工的果效也随着他们。
Can you imagine what that looks like to be able to finally just rest and not have to wake up and work, but to wake up and to enjoy the very presence of your Maker, of the Creator, the Almighty One?
我们可以想象，我们有一天可以不需要再醒来再去工作，但是醒来却是与这位创造一切的这位真神。
Don't lose up on the opportunity to know Jesus Christ and this eternal life.
我们不要失去，浪费了我们可以认识这一位耶稣基督。
The Sabbath day of rest is a day to remember the Lord.
安息日的安息是要让我们能够来纪念神。
It's to be renewed in God.
是让我们能够在神里面能够被更新。
And for us to be reconciled with Jesus Christ.
使得我们能够透过耶稣基督能够与神和好。
So it's your choice. You can be restless or restful.
所以这是各位自己的选择。我们可以没有休息，没有安息，还是能够有充分的安息。
If you want to be restful, be intentional about the Sabbath day.
如果我们想要有充分的安息，我们就要刻意的在安息日里面。
Let me end by this, the words I really love from Jesus. It says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden." And I will give you rest.
最后用主耶稣所说的话，凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里面得享安息。
Let's close in prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us rest.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你可以给我们能够有安息。
Lord, I just really want to pray for those who don't know what that rest is.
特别是为这些我们不知道什么是安息。
And I really pray that they would know that this rest comes from Jesus Christ.
让他们真是能够来认识耶稣基督。
And I hope that they wouldn't pass up on these opportunities because these opportunities will end one day.
让他们不会错过这样子一个机会，来认识耶稣基督。
And I want them to know because
让他们知道
they won't be able to rest for eternity.
如果没有来认识耶稣基督，他们就没有在永生的里面得到安息。
So will you open up their hearts?
求你开他们的心。
Help them to know who you are.
让他们能够来认识你。
Help me and my brothers and sisters here to live out a life that remembers you.
帮助我还有弟兄姐妹能够活出一个是我们能够纪念你的这样的生活。
That shows that my life is renewed.
能够来彰显出我们的生命是被你所更新的。
And that my life is reconciled because
of Jesus Christ. 我的生命是与透过耶稣基督与神和好的。
Teach us how to rest, Lord.
求你来帮助教导我们知道怎么样能够安息。
Pray this in Christ's name.
祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mike, for giving us这么美好的一个信息，让我们这次看见。安息并不是什么事情都不做，安息是想到我们怎么样来纪念主，怎么样在我们的生命生活里面能够来活出我们对神的信号。在这边有没有第一次来的新朋友，我们可以认识你，能够欢迎您的。Okay. 好，没有的话今天的家训的报告也其实就只有一件。